All right, so are you ready to kind of look at a present, maybe a little differently than you're used to?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Today, we're going to be talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
FDR.
Yeah, FDR, exactly. And we're going to be going through this article, The Truth About FDR.
Okay.
And it's written by a historian, Thomas E. Woods, Jr. So one of the things that Woods really kind of focuses on in this article is that the traditional textbook narrative about FDR and the New Deal
Right.
might not be the whole story.
Yeah.
And in fact, there might be some downsides to the New Deal policies that we don't always hear about.
Yeah, and I think one of the key concepts that Woods uses to kind of frame this argument is the idea of opportunity cost.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Refresh my memory.
So it's basically the idea that every decision we make has hidden costs, right? The things that we miss out on by choosing one path over another.
So it's not just about the immediate benefits, it's
One.
about the long term.
It's the things that we don't see.
Yeah, the things that we don't see.
And so when we're talking about something like the New Deal, we often hear about the jobs that were created by programs like the WPA, the Works Progress Administration.
Right.
But what Woods is saying is, well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What else could we have done
Yeah.
with those resources? What if we hadn't spent all that money on these government programs?
Yeah, what if we had let the private sector kind of figure things out?
Right,
Or even
exactly.
maybe spent the money differently.
Exactly. And this is not to say that the New Deal didn't have any positive impacts,
Right.
but it's saying that we need to have a more balanced
Yeah.
perspective and consider
About the cost.
the full cost
And
of
not just the immediate things that we can see.
but first unseen costs.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was really interesting in this article too is he talks about how FDR's administration actually destroyed crops and livestock to artificially raise prices.
This is during the Depression.
Yeah, during, yeah. Can you imagine, like, people are struggling to feed their families
Yeah.
and the government is literally destroying food.
Yeah, I mean, this is like Econ 101, right? Like, if
Yeah.
you reduce supply, prices are going to go up.
Right.
And so the idea was to help farmers by, making their products more scarce and therefore more valuable.
Right.
But the problem is,
At what cost?
yeah,
Yeah.
who is that really hurting?
Yeah, you're hurting the people who can least afford it.
Exactly.
And so that, to me, that just seemed like a real head scratcher. Like, how could you?
It seems so counterintuitive,
Yeah.
especially in a time when people are struggling to put food on the table.
Right. And then, on top of that, you've got this whole issue of FDR's attempt to pack the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the way that we usually hear this story is that FDR was trying to push through his agenda
Right.
and the Supreme Court was standing in his way.
Right.
But Woods kind of presents a different interpretation.
Yeah.
He suggests that FDR was actually trying to undermine the checks and
It's
balances.
the separation of powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea of having three branches of government that can kind of keep each other in check.
Right.
He was trying to get around that.
Yeah, and he was trying to basically stack the deck in his favor.
Right, yeah, and get rid of the justices who disagreed with him
Right.
and appoint those who would support his policies.
Right. So he could get his way.
Yeah, and so.
So even if we kind of put aside the question of whether his policies were good or bad, the fact that he was willing to manipulate the system like that,
Yeah.
I think it raises some serious questions.
Yeah, about his respect for the, the Constitution, the
Absolutely.
rule of law.
Yeah.
And and then there's this whole issue of World War II.
Oh, right.
Now, the common narrative that we hear is that FDR was, reluctantly pulled into the war, but Woods suggests that he might have actually been quite eager to get involved,
Yeah.
and even maybe use some questionable tactics to kind of sway public opinion.
I mean, think about the Greer incident,
Yeah.
right? That's a really good example.
Right. And for those of you who might not remember, the Greer incident was an American warship that was assisting the British, and it was attacked by a German submarine.
Right.
And Woods suggests that FDR might have deliberately put the Greer in harm's way.
Yeah. Like almost like a setup.
Yeah, like a setup to kind of provoke this incident
Yeah.
and justify going to war.
Yeah. To get public support, right?
Yeah. And and he even mentions that Churchill privately admitted that FDR was looking for an excuse to escalate the conflict.
Right.
So that to me is just, I mean,
It's a pretty big deal
yeah.
if your president is kind of manipulating things behind the scenes to get you into a war, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you should at least be honest with the American people about your intentions. And so I think that this is just one example of how, what we think we know about history might not always be the whole story.
Right.
And there might be these hidden complexities that we need to uncover.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to question the dominant narrative, right? And to dig a little deeper, yeah, because often there's more to the story.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do here on this deep dive.
Absolutely.
Is cool. To kind of look beyond the surface.
Yeah.
And explore these different perspectives.
You're right. Because history is not just about memorizing facts and dates. It's
right.
about understanding the context, yeah, the motivations, the complexities. And I think, Woods is really challenging us to do that with his analysis of FDR.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something to think about.
Okay. So we've kind of touched on some of the main points here.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot more to unpack.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back and we'll delve a little deeper into some of these issues.
Sounds good. You know, one thing that Woods kind of digs into is that the economic recovery, even with all this massive spending during the New Deal.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty slow.
So are you saying that the New Deal didn't actually end the Depression?
Well, that's what, some economists and historians would argue. And yeah, Woods kind of points to that. He's like, look.
Yeah.
Some of these policies may have actually made things worse.
Like what? What kind of policies?
Well, you think about things like price controls.
Okay.
Or artificially inflated wages. These are things that kind of interfere with the natural forces of the market.
Right, right. So you're saying that by trying to control the economy too much,
right,
the government might have actually hindered the recovery.
Exactly.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's something to think about. It's like, sometimes the best thing the government can do is just get out of the way.
Right, right. Let the free market do its thing.
Exactly.
So, we talked earlier about the whole crop destruction thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that just seems so crazy to me.
Well, and Woods, he doesn't hold back.
Yeah, he calls it, what was it?
He says it's in a class of genius all their own.
But not in a good way.
No, not in a good way.
No, I mean, he's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you read some of the justifications for this, and it's like, they were talking about cleaning up the wreckage,
right,
of the agricultural sector. They thought there was too much,
yeah,
overproduction or whatever.
I mean, it just blows my mind. They're destroying food when people are going hungry.
It's wild.
Yeah. So, we talked about the economic aspects of the New Deal. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the court packing scheme.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this is often presented as, FDR being this bold leader standing up to a conservative court.
Right. But, Woods kind of offers a different perspective here.
Yeah.
He basically says that FDR was trying to undermine the checks and balances, mm-hmm, of our government.
He wanted to get his way.
Yeah. He wanted to stack the deck in his favor, get rid of the justices who disagreed with him.
Exactly.
Just so he could push through his agenda.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to disagree with a court ruling.
Right.
But to try to change the composition of the court just, uh-huh, so you can get the outcome you want.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. It's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
But, what's interesting is this plan ultimately failed.
It did, yeah.
But it still had a big impact, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of sparked this whole debate about the role of the judiciary, and that debate's still going on today.
Right.
Like, how much power should the courts have? Should they be able to strike down laws that they think are unconstitutional? These are big questions.
Yeah, those are big questions. And I think, this whole episode with FDR and the court packing scheme, mm-hmm, kind of brings those questions to the forefront.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about FDR's foreign policy now.
Okay.
And specifically, his approach to World War II.
All right.
Now, the common narrative that we hear is that FDR was, reluctantly drawn into the war.
Right.
But Woods suggests that he might have actually been pretty eager to get involved.
Yeah.
And that he might have even used some questionable tactics,
mm-hmm,
to sway public opinion.
Like the Greer incident.
Yeah, exactly. He keeps coming back to that.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, if he deliberately put that ship in harm's way just, yeah, to create a pretext for war.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
And, and then he even mentions Churchill's admission.
Right.
That FDR was looking for an excuse to get involved.
Yeah. I mean, it really makes you think, right? Like,
yeah,
what else don't we know?
Yeah, and how much of what we think we know about history is actually true.
Exactly.
and how much of it is just, you know, the story that we've been told.
Yeah, the narrative that's been kind of crafted over time.
Yeah.
And so I think Woods is really challenging us to kind of step back and question those narratives
Yeah.
and to dig a little deeper.
Yeah. And I think that's what we're trying to do here on this deep dive. You
Absolutely.
know, we're not trying to tell you what to think.
Right.
We're just trying to present you with the information and let you make up your own mind.
Yeah, and encourage you to do your own research.
Wow.
You know, don't just take our word for it.
Right, exactly. Go out there and read these sources for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's a good place to wrap up this part of our conversation.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about the economic aspects of the New Deal, the court packing scheme,
Yeah.
FDR's foreign policy.
Yeah.
But there's still more to come.
Oh, yeah.
So in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to be talking about some of the ethical implications of FDR's actions
Okay.
and how his legacy continues to be debated today.
Sounds good.
It's kind of wild, right? Like, we think we know these big historical figures,
Yeah.
but then you dig a little deeper
Yeah.
and there's all these complexity.
It's never as simple as it seems, right?
Right. And Woods, he really doesn't shy away from those complexities.
No, he
Like,
does.
he brings up all these things that make you kind of rethink your whole perception of FDR.
Yeah, like, was he really this champion of limited government?
Right?
You know, did he always have the best interests of the people at heart?
Yeah. And these are tough questions.
Yeah, they are.
And I don't think there are any easy answers.
No, I don't think so either.
But that's kind of the point of all this, right?
Right.
To get us thinking, to get us questioning.
To challenge our assumption.
Yeah. And you know, it's not just about FDR, right?
No, it's about how we approach history in general. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we should always be skeptical. We should always be questioning because the story that we've been told
Right.
might not be the whole story.
Yeah, and there might be other perspectives that we need to consider.
Absolutely.
So what do we do? Like how do we approach history going forward?
Well, I think the key is to be curious, to be open-minded,
Yeah.
and to seek out a variety of sources.
Right. Don't just rely on one book or one website. Go
Exactly.
out there and do your own research.
Read primary sources,
Yeah.
talk to people who lived through these events.
Yeah, get different perspectives.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's also important to remember that history is not just about the past.
Right.
It's about the present and it's about the future.
It's about understanding who we are,
Yeah.
where we came from.
And where we're going.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Woods leaves us with a really important question to think about.
Yeah.
What makes a great president?
Is it just about policy achievements?
Or is it about something more?
Yeah. Is it about character?
Integrity.
Yeah. And I think that's something that each of us has to grapple with.
Yeah.
There's no easy answer.
No, there isn't. But it's a conversation worth having.
Definitely. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we have.
And this has been a really thought-provoking deep dive.
It has.
So, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. We hope this has given you some new insights into FDR and the New Deal. And we encourage you to continue exploring these issues and forming your own opinions. If you live in the Deer Park, La Porte, or Pasadena TX area, please consider supporting us so we can continue empowering our neighbors and providing you with actionable information that can make a difference in our community. You can donate at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Link in show notes.